With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Outgoing Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin says he favors the House-passed bill that would force new ownership of TikTok if it's allowed to continue to operate in the U.S. Bob Agnew reports.
Gallagher says there's one big problem with TikTok.
That is owned by ByteDance. ByteDance is a Chinese company.
And is therefore beholden to the Chinese Communist Party and has a big platform for disseminating CCP propaganda.
The fundamental national security concern.
The bill bans social media control in the U.S. by any of the countries listed as foreign adversaries.
China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran.
The bill is expected to pass in the Senate next week. Bob Agnew reporting.
The European Parliament has approved the world's first comprehensive framework for constraining the risks of artificial intelligence.
The rapid advancement of AI has led many countries to take steps to regulate the tech. But with the parliamentary passage of this act, the bloc believes it has taken a lead. The act regulates AI according to risk. It severely curtails some tech, such as live facial recognition cameras, which will only be usable by law enforcement to tackle the most serious crimes, and bans others, such as AI emotion detection systems in schools or workplaces. High-risk uses of AI, for example in medicine or critical infrastructure, will also face tougher rules. Violators will face fines of up to 7% of their revenue.
BBC correspondent Chris Valance reporting. The Air Force is reporting the first data on cancer diagnoses among troops who worked with nuclear missiles. While the data is only about 25% complete, the Air Force on Wednesday said the numbers are lower than they would have expected. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 37 points, the Nasdaq dropped 87, the S&P 500 lower by 10. This is SRN News. A settlement's been reached in the case involving Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law.
Under the settlement, students and teachers can discuss sexual orientation and gender identity in Florida classrooms as long as it's not part of instruction. The law was passed 2 years ago, and opponents said it had created confusion about whether teachers could identify themselves as LGBTQ. Governor Ron DeSantis' office described the settlement as a win since the law remains intact. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The Salvation Army on the front lines in the recent Texas wildfires, providing meals, hydration, and relief supplies to firefighters, first responders, and survivors. In addition to meeting physical needs, Salvation Army staff and volunteers offered emotional and spiritual care for those in need. The Smokehouse Creek fire, now the largest blaze in Texas state history, burned more than 1 million acres and displaced dozens of families. This is SRN News. Lithuania has blamed Russia for a brutal assault on a close aide of the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
In a video posted online, the longtime aide to Alexei Navalny linked the attack to his opposition activism, calling it a classic gangster greeting from Vladimir Putin. The Lithuanian president also believes the assault was orchestrated by Moscow, part of a series of incidents in his country. He said the attack on Mr. Volkov would be fully investigated. Then he added that nobody in Lithuania was afraid of Mr. Putin. The hammer attack will have shaken Alexei Navalny's team, though, just a few weeks after the opposition leader died suddenly in a Russian prison.
BBC correspondent Sarah Rainsford reporting. The Austrian government says it's ordered two diplomats from Russia's embassy in Vienna to leave the country, citing acts incompatible with their diplomatic status. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.